Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 782 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky informed in his evening video address that Kyiv is working every day to get more help and achieve true equality in the defense against terror in Ukraine, in Europe, and in other parts of the world. Quote, in the last 2 days we have heard all kinds of things about different conflicts here in Europe and in the Middle East, different levels of threats, different airspace, although the Shahed drones and ballistics are the same. Different threats of escalation, but are human lives different? Are people values different? No, they are not. We value every life equally. We must do so. We must protect them from terror on the same level, unquote, said the head of state. Zelensky announced that Ukraine will request a meeting of the Ukraine-NATO Council to discuss the protection of the skies, the supply of anti-aircraft warfare, relevant systems and missiles. The president said that Kyiv is actively working now to ensure a productive first global peace summit in June. He thanked all the leaders and states that have expressed this week their willingness to participate in the summit in Switzerland. Quote, I would like to express my special gratitude to the efforts of Olaf, Mr. Chancellor, for his leadership and relevant international communication, for the signals we have heard from Beijing. China can really help us restore the just peace for Ukraine and the stability in international relations, unquote. Earlier during Scholz's visit to China, Chinese leader Xi Jinping stated his support for holding a peaceful conference to resolve the quote-unquote Ukrainian crisis, how Beijing calls the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but only if both Russia and Ukraine participate. Xi stated that he is committed to the goals and principles of the UN Charter, opposed the use of nuclear weapons or attacks on peaceful nuclear facilities, properly address issues of international food security and adhere to international humanitarian law. The Chinese leader also stated that the following principles should be followed to restore peace in Ukraine. First, focus on the overall situation of peace and stability rather than pursue selfish interests. Second, cool down the situation rather than add fuel to the fire. Third, create conditions for peace restoration rather than promote further conflict escalation. Fourth, minimize the negative impact on the global economy and refrain from destabilizing the global industrial supply chain. Volodymyr Zelensky said that the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine will soon discuss the threats to the national security and society posed by the proliferation of online casinos and the lack of control over this area. Quote, all opportunities in this area to manipulate people and harm the interests of society must and will be blocked, unquote, emphasized the president. He also mentioned the author of the relevant petition, the petition to restrict online casinos, which started the discussion in Ukraine. It was a Ukrainian warrior, junior sergeant Pavlo Petrichenko, a soldier of the 59th Separate Motorized Infantry Brigade and a known activist. He was killed in a battle on 15th April. The president expressed his condolences to Pavlo's family and friends. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Spokesperson of the Hortitsa Operational Strategic Group of Forces, Nazar Voloshin, told Politico that if the Russians succeed in capturing the settlement of Chasiv Yar in Donetsk Oblast, they will be able to launch an offensive against other cities in the region, reports Zahidnet. According to him, this is the dominant height in the region and control over it will allow the Russian invaders, if they achieve it, to significantly simplify their advance in the direction of Konstantinivka and the direction of Slovyansk and Kramatorsk. Quote, these cities are the last strongholds of Donetsk Oblast, which is under the control of Ukraine, unquote, said Voloshin. He reminded that the Kremlin had ordered its forces to capture Chasiv Yar by 9th of May, as Russian military propaganda desperately needs a major victory on the battlefield. He also said that despite the constant attacks, the Russians are unlikely to achieve their goal. At the same time, he stressed that Kyiv needs Western air defense systems, F-16 fighter jets and other weapons to change the situation on the battlefield. Volodymyr Zelensky gave an interview to the PBS, reports Ukrainska Pravda. The Ukrainian leader said that Russian forces managed to destroy a large power plant in Tripilya, Kyiv Oblast, because local air defense ran out of missiles. It downed only 7 out of 11 missiles launched against the station. He added that Ukraine does not have the necessary amount of weapons to successfully resist the Russian onslaught. Under such conditions, the occupiers will push Ukrainian troops back every day. Zelensky informed that the ratio with which Ukraine's artillery operates is 1 to 10 shells compared to Russia, and for every Ukrainian jet, Russia has 30. The head of state stressed that there is a plan on how to destroy the enemy. It requires specific weapons to go forward and to protect the sky. Ukraine's partners have this plan as well. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we're getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.